KD Country 94 weather.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 71. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 48 tonight, cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 63. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday, highs in the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 68.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, Rural Development Kansas State Director Christy Davis announced that Rural Development is awarding $4.21 million in grants to help agricultural producers and rural small business owners make energy efficiency improvements and renewable energy investments to lower energy costs, generate new income, and strengthen the resiliency of their operations. The details of the Kansas projects in our KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake listing area include a $448,000 grant will help purchase and install 149 kilowatt total in solar arrays for Carrickle Implement in Beloit, Hayes, and Ellsworth. The project is estimated to annually replace 862,000 kilowatt hours, enough energy to power 81 homes. Carrickle has 90 employees. A $26,000 grant will help purchase and install a 21.33 kilowatt solar array for Carl Prather of Beloit. The project is estimated to replace 28,000 kilowatt hours per year, enough energy to power two homes. Carl Prather currently has one employee. Almost an $80,000 grant will help purchase and install 84.53 kilowatt solar photovoltaic system and battery backup storage system for R.H. Ackerman LLC of Osborne County. This project will realize about $15,000 per year in savings and replace 82,000 kilowatt hours per year, enough electricity to power seven homes. And a $50,000 grant will help purchase and install energy efficient refrigeration units for Ladau's Market of Lebanon. This project will realize almost $5,000 per year in savings and replace 56,000 kilowatt hours, enough electricity to power five homes. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grant accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison at cva.coop or send a resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 610 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Beloit Ministerial Association is seeking names of children 0 to 18 years of age from qualifying families who live in Mitchell County and or attend school in Mitchell County who are interested in participating in the 2023 Angel Tree program. The program matches donors with children to provide holiday gifts of clothing and toys. Information letter to enroll in the program have gone out to families. If you've not received one, contact Cindy, Angel Tree Coordinator in Beloit, 738-7346. Due to the election, the quarterly meeting of the Mitchell County Planning Commission Appeals Board will be Wednesday, tomorrow, November 8th at 7 p.m. in the First Bank of Lloyd meeting room. Downs Community Blood Drive coming up tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the First Christian Church in Downs at 1017 Morgan Avenue. They have several openings that they need to fill. The high school students are hosting the drive and are in need of several more donors to fill the list. Please sign up by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by visiting online redcrossblood.org. All donors will receive a $10 e-card to a merchant of their choice and be entered into a $5,000 prize giveaway. So join them in Downs tomorrow to help save lives. There'll be a walk-in flu clinic at the Mitchell County Health Department coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, November 8th from 7:30 to 4:30. You can also call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those days do not work. And the walk-in days are flu shots only. Glen Elder Lions Club having a Hunter Soup Day coming up this Saturday, November 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Glen Elder Legion Hall. Chili or chicken noodles, soup and pie, dine-in or takeout, free will donation. Call 569-1660. And the Veterans Day Parade will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. in Beloit at 5th and Mill. Pre-registration and check-in from 8 to 10:20. Floats will be judged, trophies awarded, free will donation at VFW Hall following the parade. Any questions, contact Dennis at 545-8010. And we'll have complete coverage of the Veterans Day Parade this Saturday morning, beginning at 11 a.m. on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. That's your local news this hour here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Local news when you need it on our website, KDCountry94.com. I'm Wade Gerstner.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
3 seconds to go. Cleveland will take the final shot. It misses, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win for the 51st consecutive year. Kansas wins the home opener.
And we'll have more on KU's win coming up in this sportscast. Also, K-State opening their season with a tough loss on Monday night in men's hoops. In local sports, the NCAA All-League Volleyball team has been released. Some women's hoops on Monday night as well, and Monday night football in the NFL. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The North Central Activities Association has released their All-League Volleyball team on the first team from Beloit. Miley Brown, senior, and juniors Addison Budke, Kaylin Follis, and Jaden Follis. Also, honorable mention picks, junior Sophia Thompson, and sophomore Brecken Boudreaux, the other first-team picks for the All-NCAA Volleyball team, Kylan Turnipseed and Alexis Moore of Ellsworth, Shelby Davidson and Raylan Robinson from Minneapolis, Avery Eshelman from Sacred Heart, Lexi Jacobson, Brielle Potancic, and Christina Wingo of Southeast Saline. You can find the full selections at ncksports.com. Also in local sports, the Osborne Bulldogs, the lone immediate area football team still alive. They face Axtell Friday night in the 8-man Division 2 quarterfinals. We'll have the game on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com Friday night. Pregame at 6 o'clock, kickoff at 6:30. For a look at the football playoff brackets, visit ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, in men's basketball, number one Kansas jumped out to a 7-0 lead and never looked back on their way to a 99-56 win over North Carolina Central in their season opener at Allen Fieldhouse Monday night. Kevin McCuller, who has had a solid exhibition season, led the Jayhawks of 22 points, shooting 8 of 12 from the floor and 4 of 7 from three-point land. Michigan transfer Hunter Dickinson added 21 points and 8 rebounds, and Townsend transfer Nick Timberlake made 3 three-pointers, finished with 13 off the bench. KU coach Bill Self on a dominant win in the opener.
We played great the first 25 minutes. I think we had 70 points with 15 minutes left and played great. And our top eight rotation guys, I think we were, what did we figure out, 73% from the field and 60% from three and 100% from the line. So, you know, you're not going to shoot like that very often, but that was really good.
KU starts the season 1-0 and we'll be back at home on Friday night against Manhattan at Allen Fieldhouse.
22 for Ellis and Johnson at fifth. Right-handed hammer as he tries to put this one on ice.
That was an exclamation point as USC withstood a late comeback attempt from K-State men on Monday night. The Trojans won 82-69 in the Hall of Fame series in Las Vegas. The Wildcats scored the first 3 points on free throws from Arthur Kaluma. But USC went on a 7-0 run and actually never trailed again. The Trojans led by as many as 19 with just over 6.5 left in the game. USC shot 52% from the floor. K-State just 31% from the game. After a slow start, North Texas transfer Tyler Perry led K-State with 22 points, including 4 threes and 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Cam Connor scored 15, but was just 4 of 16 from the floor. K-State's 0-1 to start the season. They'll return home to face Bellarmine on Friday night in Manhattan. Also of note, in the Big 12, Osborne native Josh Eilert had his head coaching debut at West Virginia, and after a tough first half where the Mountaineers trailed 30-24 to Missouri State, it came back for a 67-59 win over the Bears in the end. Also in the top 25, number 7 Houston crushed Louisiana Monroe 84-31. Full scores are at Big12Sports.com. In the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State opened the Paul Mills era with a 76-59 win over Lipscomb at Charles Koch Arena. Colby Rogers led all scores with 20 points for the 1-0 Shockers. In women's hoops, K-State used a great defensive first half on their way to a 69-35 win over Presbyterian. Playing for the first time since the 2021-22 season, Naoka Lee led K-State with a game-high 14 points, and Louisville transfers Anna Walker went 3-for-3 from beyond the arc and scored 13. K-State started the season 1-0. The story of the night on a women's side came in Vegas prior to that USC K-State men's game in the Hall of Fame series. Number 20 Colorado was impressive and dominant in a 92-78 win over defending champion of preseason number 1 LSU. Also Monday night, Oklahoma beat Wichita State 92-68 on the women's side. Men's and women's scores from Monday night season openers are at NCAA.com.
Thomas Morstead has had in some ways his best year at 37 years old. Drives Darius Davis back and a pretty good return. Good's turning to great. Darius Davis, he is gone. There are no flags on the field, and those are the first points on this Monday night. Touchdown.
That punt return by Davis got things rolling for the Chargers. In Monday Night Football, they led the Jets 14-0 after one quarter on their way to a 27-6 win in East Rutherford. L.A. had only 191 yards of total offense, but New York turned the ball over three times in the loss. Both teams are now 4-4 on the season. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.